The Northern Lights were out to play last night. One of the hotspots for people sharing photos has been the far north. Several readers have shared their photos of the Aurora Borealis, Wawate in Cree, captured on Wetum Road, the ice road between Muswani and Highway 11. Sharon Crawford and her son, Evan, were traveling from Moose Factory to Timmins when the lights started to dance across the sky. They snapped a number of stunning photos. Caption: Muswani's Jamie Job was heading north on Wetum Road when she caught the intense geomagnetic storm. She shared a video of what unfolded on TikTok. Some of her photos are also in the gallery at the top of this story. At Jamie Job, beautiful northern lights last night. Winter road driving. So beautiful. Hashtag random. Hashtag northern lights. Hash dancing in the sky. Hashtag FIP. Hashtag for you. Hashtag sheathic. Hashtag deadly. Hashtag native. Hash northern Ontario. Hashtag Muswani. Hashtag Wetum Road. Musical note. Original sound. Jamie Job. Lyndon Nanokizik got out his camera a little further north than we usually cover, but the photos are too spectacular not to share. Nanokizik photographed the event in Kichinamekusub Ininuwug, Big Trout Lake, in northwestern Ontario. Lyndon Nanokizik captured these stunning photos of the Northern Lights on February 27, 2023, in Kichinamekusub Ininuwug, Big Trout Lake, in northern Ontario. Lyndon Nanokizik photo. Yesterday wasn't the last day to see the lights. In fact, tonight has the potential for the most intense auroras. The website auroraforecast.com predicts an intense, active aurora with favorable conditions for major aurora activity. Even tomorrow, February 28, and March 1, conditions should be good for an elevated aurora, the site predicts. The AuroraZone.com website states the light can be visible as soon as darkness falls or begins to fall, but the most intense displays tend to appear between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. The brightest and most intense aurora borealis occurs between 9:30 p.m. and 1 a.m. with files from Sudbury.com.